Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Every time you kiss me, I'm still not certain that you love me.
That's not Elvis. I know it sounds like him, but it's Terry Stafford. Welcome back to 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you for staying with me. I am the Small Business Advocate. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. And happy Thanksgiving Day, everyone. It's Thanksgiving Day 2013. We're live and in person here on this day with our good friend Bob Dylan Snyder. Bob is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, more than 10 years now as a member of our Brain Trust. His most recent book is called Power and Influence, The Rules Have Changed, and he's right about that. Bob, thanks again for hanging out with us. Happy Thanksgiving. When you and I were talking about all the things we have to be thankful for in America, I do have to say that I think often, every day I think about and lament the fact that we may have as many as 20 to 25 million Americans who are either unemployed or underemployed.
That's right.
And over the last 5 years have been diverted from employment to unemployment to disability to welfare. And when I think about the toll that that has taken on the lives, the spirit, the morale of individuals and families, the hopes and dreams that have been dashed. Bob, we've got a serious challenge in America. This level of unemployment, this systemic entrenched unemployment, chronic unemployment, is pervasive, isn't it?
It's a terrible problem, but it can be addressed. And after the Second World War, the men and women that were in that war came out of the experience, they put their heads down, and they built the country. Right now, we have to do exactly the same thing. And so we don't need high, sophisticated jobs necessarily. We have huge jobs that are available to repair the infrastructure in this country. We can do a lot of building. We can do a lot of bridges. We can do a lot of roads. We can do a lot of tunnels. We can do the Keystone Pipeline. There are literally tens of thousands of jobs out there just like that. So we got to find a way to put people to work.
In your life, I hate to get political, but I just have to bring this one thing up, Bob. In your life, have you ever seen a policy that came out of Washington, D.C. that has had as much of a negative impact on growth as Obamacare?
Well, I mean, this is something that they talked about, but they didn't have the substance to do it. It is devastating. And what it has done, it has put so many people, tens of thousands of people, millions of people, at risk. They don't know what to do if they have to go to an emergency room, or they have a procedure they have to get taken care of. They don't know how to get.
But Bob, the thing that I'm talking about though is for 4 years, business owners have been reluctant to hire because of the specter of Obamacare. They didn't know the uncertainty. They didn't know how bad it was going to be. And now that we know more about it, it turns out they were correct in their concern. They were correct in the uncertainty that they were feeling. And now that they know more about it, they're even more frightened of what's going to happen. And it's but I've never seen any law put as much of a damper on growth and job creation as this one law has done. It's horrible, the impact that it's had.
It's just devastating. And the fact that Mrs. Obama's college classmate was the one who designed Obamacare and made millions of dollars because she put it together, and it didn't work, and it's not working, is devastating. It's a real statement about what's going on in Washington today.
Well, when one of the things that concerns me, Bob, a couple of things that concern me, are the traditions that we have had in America. That I'm not talking about any one party right now, Bob, necessarily, but the traditions that we've had in America that have held us together, that some of the things that are special about America that have held us together have been subverted. The law, Obamacare, was passed on a reconciliation, meaning that it was passed without any bipartisan support. And now we hear that the Senate is going to do away, has created, I should say, what they're calling the nuclear option, which means that Reid, Senate Leader Reid, is going to be able to pass appointments without without with just a simple majority. That hasn't happened, Bob, in over 200 years. That's not good for America, is it?
We don't do it that way in this country, and again, that's going to have to be reversed. The midterm election that's coming up next year, where we elect senators and representatives, is going to be absolutely critical in this country. It's just imperative we get people who care about the country out there.
Did you know?
We just had a big celebration for Jack Kennedy,
right.
And extraordinary what happened. What Kennedy did was he mobilized the American public. We need people out there who are Americans, not Republicans,
right.
Not Democrats,
leaders,
but Americans.
Patriots. Do you remember Daniel Patrick Moynihan, Senator Moynihan? You probably knew him.
I knew him well, yes. I knew him very well.
He said something that I think Americans really need to take to heart, and this would be a good day to think about it. He called it defining deviancy down.
Oh, that's good. I like that. I didn't know that. That's
and,
very good.
And so when I think about the direction America is going in some ways, where we keep lowering the bar on what is deviant, what is a deviation, and in my opinion, the nuclear option is a deviation. And even though, as you say, Bob, that we got to turn that around, once the nuclear option once we penetrate that level, there's no going back from that. I mean, once it's established as a once you do it, then if I'm on the other side, then I get to do it, and I'm not the bad guy because you did it first. That's the kind of thing that's not good for America.
We can't turn it around at that point. That's exactly right. And we're going down a path that we have to reverse, and it's going to take really well-spirited patriots and Americans to reverse this. We have to do it.
And one other thing, Bob, Americans have to be patient in this turnaround because it didn't happen in a year, and it's not going to get turned around in a two-year session.
That's correct. No question about
that. It's going to take the rest of this generation,
I fear.
Bob Dillersnyder, folks, Dillersnyder Group. .com is the website. Quick break, 10 till. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.